Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Hello, this is Susan. I'm here with Julie, and she has no idea what we're going to talk about because those are usually the best podcasts. But I did warn her that I am not nice. When I go into these podcasts and she doesn't know about them, I'm not very nice. So it is tis the season to talk about witches,
I knew it,
goblins, skeletons, and Salem. Because we live right near Salem, Massachusetts, I go there often. She goes, but Julie is like, it's her second home.
It's fun there.
So, but it's not just a situation of telling you about cafes to go to or parks to sit in. It's more about the energy, because of course we talk about the energy of it, but we all know that there are two main, I'm going to use the word, witches in Salem, Laurie and Laurie. I'll say. And Julie has been a part of all of that. I haven't been a part of any of it. I'm more the skeptical kind of looking from a distance and I have nothing nice to say about it. But Laurie and Laurie, I think, you know, I don't have anything mean. I think they're nice older women, but...
Well, I have experience with them and I love classes and I love learning. So if you get in a class and you're learning and someone's in their element and they're sharing the energy of knowledge, you can't go wrong.
So tell me...
The other stuff is dysfunctional.
So tell me a little bit about Salem this time of year. Because we're going to have a lively conversation because you have an idea about Halloween and the veil and all that other...
Well, the veil between the worlds and Samhain and
yeah,
and
so you go ahead because I'm going to beat you up about it.
Let me just say, if you get yourself an inexpensive cape...
Oh, yeah.
And you just walk down the streets of Salem, you know, just on your own. And it's beautiful now with the foliage and just the smells in the air. And you just go into the acclimation of the history and the sensation and the energy of what occurs there. That's Salem.
So you
don't need to go on a tour.
So I did go on a tour.
You don't need to do it. Did you go on a tour? There you go.
I went with my kids and we went on a haunted Salem tour, going through all these places. And what we would do is we would walk with the tour and then they'd go ahead and we'd kind of stop and like peek up like, is there anything up there? Do you see anything? I don't see anything. Do you see anything? Like, I don't see anything. We got to catch up because they're way up there. And nothing. And not that I was looking, you know, for, but
well, we talk about how things are a business and this is nothing against any of the tours up there. There are people who give you great history and they share things about the architecture and the houses and the families and the energies that have been there. And then there's other stuff that's just done for the hype because it's Salem.
Right. So where I want to go with this isn't about knocking or I want to talk about the energy of Salem because you've been there.
Right.
A little bit of what you started to talk about. You said walk down with a cape. Like, I'm not doing that baloney. I want to hear more about the energy of Salem.
That's what I'm talking
about.
But
I don't need a freaking cape.
No, you don't need a cape. You don't need a cape. You can wear a pair of sneakers, jeans, a sweatshirt, whatever you want. But if you just walk down the streets of Salem, I mean, they're very historic in the sense of even the pavement. I mean, the tree roots are coming up. There's huge oak trees.
So
you go into some of the graveyards.
So
and this is an intent. This is an independent evaluation of the energy there. It's not that you have to visit anyone. It's not that you have to get an autographed copy of anything.
So let me ask you something. What's the difference between walking in Salem and walking in downtown? I mean, Boston. Boston has, you know.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You take the Freedom Trail in Boston. You take Paul Revere's ride. You go into Lexington. You walk. But how many people actually consciously, with awareness, get into the presence of that space of the energy? And at this heightened time, you can kind of use that to your benefit where Salem is concerned.
So I'm going to say one thing. So it's interesting because
just
when
a
you
one.
Talk about... No, my just a one is about six. So when you talk about being present. I mean, you could almost say that everything that you just mentioned, be it in Boston, be it in Salem, be it in any historic place, if you look at the idea of time and you can let your mind just let go of everything, it's still going on. It's actually occurring as you're there. It's just in another dimension. And, you know, that's part of what I thought we could talk about in this podcast. But the other side of it is I have a very, a bone to pick when you talk about it being, you know, the veil in this time of year. I don't understand. If the time is non-existent, then why is now the opportune moment?
Well, we talk a lot about patterns and we talk a lot about cycles. And if you go into the wheel of the year and you go into cycles, this is just the present experience of what occurs.
Wouldn't that occur because everybody's in the same mindset? Wouldn't that be the only reason why it would be like that?
That's a beautiful way to put it. Because we both studied karate way back in the year. Mm-hmm. And when you're in and you're practicing a kata and everyone's doing it at once or everyone's ki-eyeing at once, what happens? It's this amazing experience of the energy and vibration of everyone being in that present moment.
So then you would say, if you took that and used Halloween and Salem and all that, then the distractions are less. So that's the only benefit of doing it is more people. But I even think that's dysfunctional. The people that are doing it in Salem are dysfunctional. For me, I just think you could do it at any time.
Well, I'm not going to say, exactly, why not? At any time, because all times are the same. So of course you can do it at any time. Yet, you know, some people you can put up a Christmas tree all throughout the year, right? And sometimes you have, very close to right now.
True.
Where is it?
This is
Yet
true.
Does that mean that, oh, it's Christmas and you can only celebrate at Christmas time? Some people, you know, I have a Christmas trivia book out. Some people buy it in, you know, March.
July,
why not?
Christmas in July, cheers.
So, I mean, you know, if you're talking about marketing and sales and again, you know, Salem is also a business. But if you go there independently for the history, if you want to be in the flavor of October and Samhain and Halloween, then you're going to go when everybody else is there. It's like going to a football game when everybody else is there. You're going to go to the stadium when it's empty? I would.
Why not?
That would be more fun. You could run around. You could do what you want. You don't have to deal with the crowds. But again, do I go to Salem when it's empty? Yes. Do I go to Salem? Probably not so much over this time of the year.
Because Salem has an interesting history. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not very pretty. It's a very physical, torturous history. And
right.
yet you and, walk in there and I mean...
Well, you have to go yourself into, if that interests you, you have to go yourself into the investigation of it and what you're really trying to access, quote unquote, about magic, about witchcraft, about Wicca, about anything like that. You have to go into what your independent search is. And if you want to do it with other people, then thereby, you know, you're entering into this existence where, you know, you're following what someone else's path they have devised for you. And there's lots of opportunity to do that in Salem. There's lots of different courses. You can go and get readings.
So I understand
that.
Or you can
go and buy tarot
cards. So
yourself.
I'm asking you, because Julie Benetti is not like everybody else. And when Julie Benetti walks in there, what is it that energetically, if one were to go in there and get away from the hoopla, get away from all the, you know, got to do this, got to do that, and you were really interested in the energy, because again, I'm going to say it, Salem has a very turbid past. I mean, if you go into the energy of it, you walk in there, those cells that these people were thrown in, I mean, they couldn't sit down.
Oh, it's horrifying, yeah.
I mean, the things that they did, it was really torture.
Right.
It wasn't just you're in a cell and it was humane. It was over the top, like real. I walked in one time, I went with my kids and I was like, this is horrifying. And I mean, but it is history.
Well, it's also hysteria.
So what I'm asking you is if you go into the energy of it. I'm not asking you what Salem does. You can you could go on Google and type Salem Mass in October and you'll find out all the stuff to do. That's not what I'm asking. This is not for someone who's looking to, what do I do in Salem? This is what's really behind, it's almost like what's behind the scenes. What's behind the curtain is kind of what I'm asking you. Hey, Julie, do you remember the old Tootsie Roll Pop commercial? It's how many bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh, yes. Okay, you do remember that.
How many rings does it take to get someone to answer the door on Halloween?
Depends on if you have candy or not.
Well, how many clicks does it take to get the Halloween trivia ebook?
Just a one.
Just a one. Get yours today.
Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right
live
now.
On Amazon right now. And you know what they say? There's no time like the present. Hey, Susan, the other day I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not telling a joke here. I was really stuck in traffic. And when I'm not listening to New Threads music, I sometimes listen to our podcast. Not because I want to listen to myself.
You want to listen to me.
Yeah, okay, no. Because when I listen, it's like all new, all over again.
Do you ever wonder who said that? And you realize some people say we sound alike. So whenever I hear something that I'm like, I don't remember saying that, I just attribute it to you.
Ooh, I like that. And there's four shows, so I could be in the car a long time.
And you may just be.
Hey, it's Julie, and you've heard Susan and I say that the principles of the Kabbalion are everywhere. Well, they are. So how do you stay aware? How do you recognize them at work? And how do you understand them better? You can read and listen until you are blue. But when you test yourself, now that's when you start using what you know and start understanding the Kabbalion differently. Sure, you can make your own test questions, but why bother when Susan and I did the work for you? There are 75 questions, and you can explore the trivia alone or with friends. Find Think You Know the Kabbalion right now on Amazon. Download it today and start actively using the Kabbalion to enrich your life.
Well, really, the only answer
that's why I gave you that.
The only answer is you. You can go there any time of the year. It's you who's experiencing it, how you're going to experience it. Are you going to experience, there's a lot of people, I've been there at prime time. During Samhain, I've been all dressed up in costume, walking through Essex Street.
You're probably the one everybody was saying,
photos.
Oh my God, I'm afraid. Oh, I want to see those pictures of her in photos.
And there are other times where, you know, I haven't been there and I just, you know, experienced that time myself. So the thing about Salem, it really is a testament to what you want to experience there and how you want to experience it. And of course, people want to go on, you know, the Jay Peterman
so,
tour.
So, you know, I haven't
so
done this
go
before.
On the Salem tour.
I should have done this podcast in Salem on an odd night. And had you wear all black, because if you go in a cape, I am not going with you. You wear all black, go in there, and maybe
but
that's what I'm going to do.
Time.
And you get into the energy of it and talk about the energy there, because there's a very particular type of energy there. It is not like anywhere else.
Mm. So so I will tell you, and that's why I started to say, you know, you take a cape or you just walk down the streets of Salem, you just blinder out. All we talked about horses and how they put the blinders on them because they can see 360 degrees. You just blinder out everything
and
else.
What have you?
And you
I'm
walk
asking
down,
you
and
to
you
share
feel,
with
I'm
me.
Trying to.
Yeah,
and
but
you
you're
feel
telling
the vibration and the energy of just history of what you smell, of what you taste, of what you see, of what you hear, and you just walk. I mean, you can feel it through your shoes,
and
through
what
your
do you
Doc
feel?
Martens.
What do you feel? I don't. We have.
I
Doc
feel
Martens.
Energy. I feel energy. You want to feel energy? I feel energy. But you know what? You can feel that anywhere. But sometimes when it's heightened in that experience of saying Salem, because, you know, the funny thing is we know, you know, the witch trials in Salem and you want to go back into the history of that. Yet we know it, you know, this is a horrible synopsis of it. But, you know, it's a bunch of people that went through this hysteria and a horrifying experience. Yet they were all saying we're not witches.
Yet most people going there go through the witch, you know, the witch house, and they go through the witch museum, and they go and maybe get a reading from one of the quote witches of Salem. And then they go to the stores and they see all of these, you know, magical contraptions they can purchase. And for someone like me, because I, of course, I have the benefit of living here, I walk up there and I just walk in. And I mean, I've been in situations where people like walk over and I just laugh. I don't laugh at them because I'm not mean, but they don't, you know, affect me. Well, because, but for you, what I'm asking is that for the average person to go in there and they're looking for a more truer experience and ability to feel what occurred. That's kind of what I'm asking you, because you've done both. You've seen the loopy stuff, and then you've seen the more real.
You know, you keep asking me the same question, and I keep answering it. And it's like, do you want to have a sensationalized experience of life, or do you want to be present and experience life? And that's what I keep saying to you. You go to Salem, you be present, you walk down the streets and experience it. You don't have to go to any covens. You don't have to go to any ceremonies. You don't have to do anything. You can souvenir shop if you want or not. You can just stand there and look at all the people that show up. And then it's an amazing thing that occurs, because the people are moved from the town, and like the town closes early. And you would think this doesn't go on all night. So, you know, it is in an independent experience. And that really is the truth to life. Don't we all have independent experiences that are connected to everything else that's going on?
Yes, we do, of course. So what I was trying to maybe get more information and on was your particular experience. And what did you experience? People go to the Laurie and Laurie to get readings. I'm not asking for a reading. Mm-hmm. I know you could do a reading on me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you offer things and I'm really not all that interested. However, interested in, you know, your experience. And I am asking a personal question. I'm not asking experience.
In my personal experience of it,
do you walk down there? Do you feel anything? I mean, you said you feel energy.
It's a heightened situation where all this is going on, and then there's all this sensationalized aspect. And I keep on saying it relates to life. You know, there's a lot of illusion occurring, and there's all this sensationalized aspect. And what part are you going to live? In what area, what arena are you going to live?
So if I were going to go, let me ask you, if you were to tell me
in there, will you just go straight in with
the
energy?
If you were going to tell me, if I said to you, I've never been to Salem and I'm going to Salem, what would you say to me to have the best experience for myself? What would you say?
I would say, go and explore wherever you want and have fun. There's nothing you have to do. Why?
I'm asking you more. I'm that's why I said it's more a personal question. And I'm not asking you to tell. I'm like, what is it that you experience? What is your feeling when you go through there? Do you feel what these people went through? Do you feel
when you go to the memorials? Sure. When you go to the memorials, when you go to the graveyards, when, you know, I'm the kind of person that wants to go when other people aren't there so much, because it's a personal experience.
And that's what I'm trying to ask you. And what is it that you feel when you go through there? When I go through there, I'm horrified. I sit there and I can't even fathom what these young people, because they weren't old.
Right.
I mean, these young people suffered. And actually, I can't express what I feel, other than I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Mm-hmm. I can almost feel them being there, being held, you know, in these, you know, being chained to the wall, and they can't sit down.
Oh, so
and I'm so what I'm asking you is, I'm not trying to be like, okay, gross, did you feel what so and so felt? But what is your take on it? What's your feel?
Well, okay, I guess it's kind of like, that's interesting. That's a funny. So I guess I would kind of align it to the sensation of, it's like I've done some hospice training. And so it's like being in the sensation of you're there and that is occurring. There's a basic energy, okay, to Salem. that is present no matter what. There's a basic energy that's present no matter what. Yet there's also this horrifying experience. And it's not just Salem. I mean, you go out into Danvers and you go into other areas associated around there and horrifying things occurred. And you can read the history about it.
So,
and it's sensationalized and it was about hysteria. And, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff occurs
I'm
today.
I'm touching Julie's
and
shoulder.
And so why I'm saying that is you can go there and you can feel the rock. Energy of just Salem because it's like a vortex. There are places that are vortexes,
so what,
like
you
Sedona, Arizona,
wait a minute, tell
Quebec,
me about,
Salem.
Tell me about
yeah,
a vortex.
You can also
tell me about a vortex.
It's just the raw energy of intense energy of whatever occurs there. You want to go into ley lines.
So
you
are you talking about? Are you talking about like accessing all levels of time?
Sure, you always access all levels.
Oh, okay,
of time.
So but what makes the difference of a vortex then?
Well, to me, a vortex is just a heightened place of energy that you don't have to do a ton of work to get to that heightened space of energy.
And you think Salem is one of them?
No, I'm not saying that it's a vortex, but it is a heightened space of energy, especially at this time of year. When you put, it's the expression that I gave you when you're practicing karate and you're all ki-eyeing at once. And you're in an auditorium, that's a huge vibration. It's what when you're cheering on an athletic team and you're in that sensation. And granted, it's a horrifying, you know, hysteria that occurred in Salem, yet it's a heightened sense of energy right now. And it's not relevant to the veil between the worlds.
You would do a tour of Salem that got into the energy behind it. Not just the old, oh, this was haunted, and so-and-so said they see the ghost walk by, because I've been there. I was with my kids. In fact, we finished the tour, and then we walked the same place. I'm like, do you see anything? And we're like, no. I'm like, okay. And I think that would be a really cool thing to do. So those of you who are listening, tell Julie we want to do it. I would like to do that. And tis the season.
Tis the season.
Cheers to the witch to be.
Happy Samhain.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads' self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.